When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. This is the Jillian Michaels Show coming at you from TuneIn Studios in Venice, California. Welcome to the show. Should we be more like, woo, yeah, welcome to the Jillian.
It's the Jillian Michaels Show from TuneIn Studios in Venice, California.
Well, don't fade off at the end.
Dad, get some explosion sounds in here.
Yeah. Whee! Energy up. Woohoo! Jake has an opening segment. I think it might be okay.
I like your headline.
Millennial moves.
Millennial finally moves out.
Yeah. Like, we all know we've been following this with the story of Jake, Bruce, and Carol.
Yeah.
So, Bruce Paul, that is.
My father.
You know that I've called Paul Bruce for years, right?
I remember hearing you say that on one of the podcasts before.
For like 2 years, I called him Bruce. His name was Paul. Yeah. No one told me.
Bruce is nowhere in his name.
He's so polite. He's like, fuck it. I'll let her call. She's happy with that. I'm happy with it. We're all good.
So one day Janice was like, his name's Paul. So I couldn't let it go. So I called him Bruce Paul.
Where'd you get Bruce?
I have no idea.
It's not like his middle name or anything.
No.
Bruce. For years. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'd been living with him and my stepmother.
Okay.
And
it was hell.
Yeah. Her and I do not see eye to eye on anything.
Yeah.
We operate on completely different levels. She's very emotionally reactive, and I'm very reactive, but also I operate on a very logical world, and it was oil and water. And, and it obviously caused a plethora of rifts between him and I. And, you know, he always felt like he was in the middle and had to be the peacemaker and this and that. And that was, you know, that's awful. He should never have been in that situation to choose between, you know, new wife and son. And it's just, there was a lot of tension and problems, but there was also a lot of beauty too, just, you know. But finally moved out. First though, I don't know, I want you to dissect, like, why? Okay. Like, why was I so afraid to take this leap? My whole life is gambling. Like, I'm not afraid of much as far as losing much, but
I think
I was
a couple of things.
Him.
I was just gonna say. I think you didn't want to leave your dad.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of it.
But like, why? Why?
Because
our relationship is so much better now.
I know, but to a certain extent, it's like, if I'm not there to babysit him and make sure he's not eating steak all for every meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, you know, to make sure he's not, like, freaking, they make sure he's getting up and walking. I think that's part of it.
personally.
Yeah, and you know what it, you know what it is though? Like, I don't, all right, I don't like how I'm about to describe my relationship with him when it comes to that, but it was almost like a toxic relationship where I'd be like, "All right, Dad, I just cooked this. We just literally pulled these beets from the garden. Here, I made them this way." And he would every now and then show me. He's like, "Wow." And I'd come home and he'd be steaming beets. And I'd be like, "Yes, you did it, dude. This is exactly what I, you know, I'm glad I showed you." And he'd be like, "Jake, I'm so glad you shared this with me. This is my new thing. I love this." You know, a week later, comes home with a stack of frozen dinners because they were on sale. And I'm like, "Dude, what the hell?"
Yeah.
And so he'd always give me an inch and then take two steps back. And that always was like, I was like, "All right, if I just try a little harder, I can get through to him with this or with that or with whatever."
Yeah.
I had to accept it. I had to accept that he's who he is. And that for me is so hard because I just fight. I fight and I fight and I fight to like get through. And
my shrink always says people persist in being themselves. And a lot
so
of times,
true.
Well, we try to fix
I
them
love that.
Because we think to ourselves, like, if I can fix you, then I can love you and you can love me. So if I don't fix you, then you for some reason, like, you won't be able to be there for me or you won't be able to love me. So whether it was like somebody in a relationship that's, God, I mean, my dad was a drug addict. Like, if you could fix him, he could be there, right? If you could be, it's the fixing is all about, okay, you love me. If I can fix you, you can be there. You can be there for me the way I need you to be. Like when my mom had that nervous breakdown, it was like, if I can fix you, then you can be my mom again, right? Even, I mean, nervous breakdown. She had a nervous breakdown. I know she's going to be mad, but it's like, I was 12. She was 40. She's allowed. She's almost 70, 30 years ago. So it's like, you know, but I think that's what that is, sweetie. And it's really a fear of losing. It's a fear of abandonment.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, whoever's listening, everything who doesn't know, my relationship with my mom is absolutely awful. She's very toxic for me, and I don't communicate with her whatsoever. So I don't want to have no parents.
Yeah.
And I know that that's really like almost spoiled of me to say. I know there's a lot of people without any parents, but like, you know, he's right here. And I absolutely was afraid. Like you said something, if I could fix you, then you can be there for me the way I need you to be there for me.
Absolutely.
And my dad's one of the most empathetic and caring dudes I've ever met, if not the most empathetic. But he also has trouble opening up and also and being there for me with a lot of things that I feel like I want him there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But as the way I used to hold it against him and feel so upset and frustrated with it, I love him even more now for what he can give me and like who he is to me. And yeah, I appreciate him so much. And just moving out, like, the dude always is, he's been instilling nuggets of knowledge in me for my entire life. And, you know, when you're there and you're still under his house, like, you don't appreciate it. But I appreciate so much of the things he's taught me. And just, it sounds so silly, but it's so true.
That's what I was wondering. Really? Like, since you've moved out, what are the things that have really hit you?
Yeah.
The difference in your life?
So, nothing massive besides the emotional and like freedom and stuff like that. Like I was always able to do whatever I want. I could pay for pretty much whatever I want. Like I never, you know, said, "Dad, can you buy me this, buy me that?" So all that was on my, I bought all my own food for the house because I didn't want to eat their food and stuff like that. But little things where it's like, oh, he'd replace the paper towels. He'd replace the toilet paper. You know, that shit magically appeared. I'm like, oh man, like, here I am on the toilet, like, what am I going to do, you know? I go get a paper towel and then wipe my ass, and then now I got to go buy toilet paper, you know? Like, things like that. And just, like, the level of responsibility I feel that I've did my budget for my first time in my life and realized, like, okay, I totally don't need to be spending this much money on this ridiculous shit or whatever. Now I pay rent, which is a huge chunk. I turned 26 in December, last December, so now I'm paying health insurance, which is $370 a month. Like, I pay a car insurance, I pay car payment. Like, I can appreciate all the times he was frugal, and I'd look at him and be like, "Dude, can you just spend the extra fucking dollar on this?" And he'd be like, "You'll get it one day."
Mm, yeah, interesting.
Which is strange, because now the dude is like, He'll go for that whole food sandwich as opposed to slapping some deli meat on white bread, you know? And he'll be like, you know, Jake, I can appreciate this now.
Right. Well, that's where, and that's where generations exactly share with one another. And that's why it's so important to respect all generations and not be intimidated by what's different and keep an open mind about things, is that you're able to show him that that extra couple dollars is hopefully buying him 10 more years of life, if not more. Right. Yeah. But at the same time, he can also teach you, like, hey, you know, this is a waste. Like, if I look back, oh my God, on the money that I wasted in my younger life, like, and I wasn't even aware of. I didn't want to take the time to pay attention to. But now I got to take the time to make it all back because I got two kids. It's just, oh my God. And so, you know, I wish I had someone to teach me those lessons without having to learn them the hard way. But I will say this. My brother and I were talking the other night because we're both just like triggering the shit out of each other, because he's like watching me go through what I'm going through. And when I'm explaining it to him, right, because he's like, you know, this person's a horrible person. Like, she's a bitch. She's a monster. And I'm like, you don't understand that. Like, you know, because he just doesn't want to see anybody hurting his sister. And it's like, I'm like, Greg, it's not about that. Like, sweetheart, it's about like, it's an old wound. She, yes, I miss this person. Like, I loved her. Ugh. But it's an old wound that reminds me of my mom, right? So he's now like, oh my God, like, is this triggering me with dad? And like, he's dealing with that. Right. And I realize that you don't understand certain things until certain phases of life. So like, what you're understanding now that you've moved out, you're able to understand that part of him. Like, my brother... The first time my brother got stoned, my brother was a stoner for a long time. And he was like, oh my God, all those years I'd come down. And he was like, there I was in the kitchen in the middle of the night making an ice cream sundae. And he's like, and I realized dad was a drug addict.
Wow. That's.
And he's stopped smoking weed and everything. But he was like, oh my God, like, this is what dad was feeling. This is what was going on with dad. This is why dad was always so weird. This is what was really happening. Or like with me having, you know, this abandonment depression at this age, like my mom did, or you know, or going through a divorce like my parents did. You go through these different phases of life where all of a sudden you gain this insight into them and you appreciate or forgive. A little of both, I think.
Both, for sure. And also apologize. Like,
yeah.
I feel guilty and badly about like so many of the petty arguments we had over things that like don't matter, whether it was just because I didn't have the capacity in that moment to like breathe and let it go, or because I truly didn't understand.
And you didn't have the perspective. I think that when we were kids, grandparents were always old people and parents are always these older people, even if they were in their 20s at the time we're thinking this.
Yeah.
And that's how they always were. And then as you get older, you realize, oh, wait a minute. I'm the age my parents were when I was whatever age. And my God, my grandparents were children too. They were babies once. And we don't realize that when we're kids because, we're learning life. And as you get older, you get to those stages of life. You do get to, if you're lucky enough, you get to think back on the adults in your world when you were younger. Wow, I do it all the time. I look at pictures and say, how old was my mom in that picture? Oh, wow, she was a grandmother at my age. And my grandmother's a grandmother in her 40s. And, you know, you start looking at this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's powerful. It's kind of magical if you really take the time to go over it.
It's special. Yeah.
It's very special.
Okay, I need you guys to know that my Brooklinen sheets are the absolute best. And the company was actually started by a husband and wife team that didn't think it should be so difficult and expensive to get hotel quality sheets at home. And let me tell you, they have hit this sucker out of the park. From design to manufacturing to customer service, Brooklinen has a small business approach with an old-fashioned spirit, despite having totally modernized an old industry. They've taken the middleman out so you get luxury sheets without the luxury markup. And now Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. And they're so sure you're going to love your new sheets, they even have a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code Jillian. Are you picky about what you use in your home? Well, Grove believes that a healthy, beautiful home should be accessible to everyone. And that's why they made it so easy to get products you can feel great about using around your home and your family. I tried it, and I have to say, it was so easy to order all kinds of natural brands like Mrs. Meyer's, Method, Burt's Bees, Seventh Generation, and so many others. I've ordered everything from cleaning supplies and laundry detergent to a moisturizer from Seed Phytonutrients. Love that product. Find out how committed Grove is to its customers with a 100% happiness guarantee and free shipping. It's so easy to discover amazing and affordable natural home and personal care products with the confidence of supporting a safer environment for your family. Right now, my listeners can try Grove with a 2-month VIP membership and bonus gift by going to grove.co/Jillian. That's grove.co/Jillian, not grove.com. Grove makes it easy to have a happy, healthy home. Do you remember the blood type diet?
Oh, yeah.
It's starting to make a comeback.
No.
It's just what we need is another fad diet.
No.
Oh, and so this diet was founded by a guy named Peter DiDomo, and he was a naturopathic doctor. Sorry, I have terrible allergies today. I know all month long you're like, dude. The ad spots sound terrible. I just need to get like some Afrin or some whatever the heck. Yeah. But it's so bad for you that like I don't want to take any of it. And then it makes me tired.
Neti pots. That's right? What everyone says. I'm terrified of them.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, because they can like, cause brain.
Can they? I didn't know that. Now I'm even more scared.
I think it's rare, but I have heard stories of like people like saying they got some weird infection or
something. I just picture it going like up one nostril and out the other, and I know it's going to go down my throat.
No, you got to tilt your head down and over, and then it pours out.
I saw this guy on YouTube, and he yanks his ear back and up, and that supposedly opens the canals.
Why not just equalize?
I don't know. It was so weird. I watched like several of his videos because he was so calming.
But crazy.
Yeah, but then the things he'd say to do, I was like, but I've been doing it lately, yanking my earlobe back and up.
How's that working?
I don't know.
I'll try it. Hold on. But, let's see.
Yeah,
hold on.
Back and up. No, yank. Like, yank, yank.
Ow!
Yank.
No!
Five
Rip
times.
Your ear off working. In there.
No! No, go, Cindy. Bad advice.
Okay, so we just
debunked
that one.
Ooh, geez. All right.
Don't try this at home, kids.
Now we got to debunk the diet for blood types. So,
you sound better, so.
Oh, okay. So here's the overall theory, right? His theory is that your blood type is represents a genetic factor that can influence a variety of factors that affect your health, right? So he's got this little theory like, okay, type A's should follow, blood type A should follow a vegetarian diet and eat, you know, fresh organic foods and do yoga and Tai Chi. Okay. Type B's should steer clear of foods like corn, wheat, buckwheat, lentils, peanuts, whatever. Avoid chicken. Eat goat, lamb, mutton, venison. Do mixed martial arts. It's absurd. It's absurd. Type O's are supposed to avoid simple carbs and grains because they have higher levels of stomach acid, and combined with those foods, it can lead to body inflammation. Focus on exercises that work your cardiovascular and muscular skeletal systems, like running. Type AB's are supposed to avoid caffeine and alcohol, especially in stressful situations. Focus on eating foods like tofu, seafood, dairy, green vegetables. Avoid all smoked meats because they can increase your risk of stomach cancer, smoked or cured meats. Eat smaller, more frequent meals. Do a combo of calming and more intense exercises like several days of HIIT workouts followed by yoga. Okay. Now, here's the thing. Ready? Like, what do we think about this? Like, this is like a horoscope. You realize that, right?
Totally.
It's the Barnum effect. But which is, so the Barnum effect is when you like read a horoscope and you're like, oh yeah, that's totally me. But if I read you the sun sign for a totally different sign, but told you it was you,
yeah,
you would say, that's totally me. So I went to the Wikipedia page to pull it up for you. The Barnum effect, also called the Forer effect, is a common psychological phenomenon whereby individuals give high accuracy ratings to descriptions of their personality that supposedly are tailored specifically to them, that are in fact vague and general enough to apply to a wide range of people. It's a trick.
Yeah.
Aura reading, astrology, fortune telling, personality tests, and the blood type diet. Mm. Hello. And I mean, look, everybody should do yoga. Everybody should do Tai Chi. Everybody should do HIIT workouts. Everybody should stretch. Everybody should jog once in a while. Everybody should avoid processed sugars and grains. Everybody should not overdo caffeine or alcohol. Like, look at it. And he gets away with it because it's like, well, either way, you're probably going to be just fine. You know what I mean? Like, it's all healthy kind of across the board. Like, that's where you got to, like, and we fall victim to it. And I see it all the time, too, when people ask me about weight loss. What, I have baby fat to lose. Well, I'm in menopause and I have fat to lose. I'm like, fat is fat. Like, you have to. The way we lose fat is the same. We eat less. We eat clean. We move more. Can I fine tune that for you? Absolutely. But the fine tuning would remain the same. Mm. HIIT workouts, resistance training, like all the stuff I'm going to create, like the remove fat are going to work on you and you and you and you and you, because we're all human.
Yeah.
It's biochemistry. 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah.
We talked about that, didn't we?
You know, it reminds me of why I don't, we may have mentioned this too when we were talking about colonoscopies, but we're human beings. So I thought, well, why would somebody my size take the same prep as somebody G size?
Yeah.
It's because our intestines are still the same. Mm-hmm. It's still the same length of intestine. So you need the same. So it doesn't, we're still, our bodies are still made up the same way.
Fat is fat.
I mean,
store fat because of X reasons, all the same across the board. Where you store fat changes a little based on biochemistry. How you burn fat, it's all the same biochemistry, though.
Don't you think they come up with stuff like the blood type diet? Because most, I mean,
because we want to believe it's the Barnum effect.
Most people don't understand, like, why is somebody's blood O and somebody's blood A? You know, nobody's.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's so deep down into science, you have to go to really start understanding it. Nobody's going to look it up.
No.
I mean, you know. It's like,
and either way, if you do it, they're all relatively healthy recommendations.
Yeah. I mean,
eat clean, don't overeat,
yes.
Don't eat processed foods, move more. Oh, shocker.
I remember my friend went to there was like a fortune teller on the street, and she was reading his palm, and it was something like, you're not an angry man, but you're a tempered man. It was like, it was like saying, you don't run fast, but you're not slow. You know what I mean? You're not a blonde, but you're not a brunette.
Right.
You know, wait, what are you saying? I'm, you know.
Exactly. Like, yeah. It's absurd.
It's the trickery of words.
And we project into it as well.
I mean, especially horoscopes. I mean, you see what kind of a day. Yes, that happened to me today. I did have an idea today.
I hate to tell you, oh my God, I remember I was watching Carl Sagan just tear apart astrology. He was like, there is no, like, what is wrong with you guys? Like, there's no science to this. And then people are like, well, wait a second now. If we're all water and the earth moves the friggin', and it's like, no, he literally was like, your friend standing next to you has a greater gravitational pull on you right now than the stars that are thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of millions of light years away.
Not to mention.
Baloney. Complete bullshit.
They're all in different positions than they were when all of this was mapped out. So if you're Leo, you're probably by now, like, I don't know, Sagittarius.
It's total
bullshit.
By the
way the stars are.
There is no science to it. It is complete bullshit. And like, whenever I meet somebody that's like, well, it's this blood moon, I'm like, oh, no.
The only thing I almost believe in is the Mercury in retrograde because of magnetic pulls on electronics, which is another thing I don't really understand. So I just sort of blindly go, oh, okay, that's why my computer's been crashing. Okay, now then I won't get mad at, you know, my internet carrier. It's the planets.
Okay, team, check this out. Robinhood is an app that makes it easy for newcomers to invest in the stock market without feeling intimidated and without commission fees. Seriously, I can't believe how easy it is to use. I just scrolled around and found stock that I was interested in and clicked to buy it. It's that simple. Robinhood's charts and market data are simple to understand, so you can read as much or as little as you want. It's a hands-on way to learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. Robinhood also has a web platform that lets you view stock collections like the 100 most popular or areas like entertainment, health and wellness. They've even curated categories like female CEOs. And you could look at analyst ratings of buy, hold, and sell for every stock. You can even set up custom notifications for price movements so you won't miss the right moment to invest. Want to give it a try? Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at jillian.robinhood.com. That's jillian.robinhood.com. You know, just like listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks motivates and inspires us. And there's no better place to listen than Audible. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet. And now, with Audible Originals, there's custom content that's created for members. Another cool thing is that when I've finished an audiobook, I have an unmatched selection of others to choose from. Plus, my books are mine to keep. With Audible, you can go back and re-listen at any time, even if you cancel your membership. Now, my recommendation is, of course, that you listen to one of my books on Audible, like Yeah Baby, Slim for Life, Unlimited, or Master Your Metabolism, or in the new year, my new book, The Six Keys. You can start a 30-day trial and get your first audiobook free. Just go to audible.com/exercise or text exercise to 500-500 to get started. That's Audible, audible.com/exercise or text exercise to 500-500.
Okay, it's email time. Can you believe it? Everybody? Hello? Is this thing on?
Oh my God.
Oh, yes. Okay, well, Sarah says she feels like she's developed a bad relationship with food from tracking macros and calories, and now she's suffering from really bad body image issues.
I wouldn't say now she's suffering.
Right, yeah.
This is so tough. This is therapy. You know, this is serious. People get into this stuff for many different reasons. Like, one, I don't even know what her reasons are. I can't talk to her. But two, they're deep psychological shit going on there.
Yeah.
You know, therapy. The stigma around therapy, I don't get it. Like,
yeah.
And people will be like, I don't know why I'm paying somebody I know more than them. I'm my best therapist. Like, I went to a therapist and they did nothing for me. I'm like, then you saw a bad therapist.
Yeah, you can't just go to a therapist and say, well, that's my therapist. It takes a while.
Yeah, like, it just, I don't know. I love my therapist. I'd die without him. I love him so much. Like, he has carried me through this shit. I can't even tell you. And I mean, like, I've grown so much in my therapy with him. I mean, therapy, this is a problem. Need therapy. I don't understand. It's like having an abscess and not going to the doctor.
Yeah. It's an emotional abscess. No, it is. It really
it's
is.
Just, I mean, if you need low fee, get low fee.
Yeah.
It exists. See somebody that's getting their PhD. Then you've got a licensed therapist.
That's true.
But like, they have to see you for like $15.
Yeah.
Like, they have to. So, I mean, find a freaking way, dude. Jeez. Sorry.
Yeah.
You could become a case study for an analyst, but you have to see if you don't stay for a couple years, you really screw them.
Yeah. But there are alternative, financially alternative ways of getting some therapy. Erica wants to shop healthy for her family, but her husband thinks organic is a scam and too expensive. How do I not push him, but also do what's best for my kids? This is another one of those husband wants one thing, wife wants the other. I mean, I understand organic.
You have to push him.
Yeah.
You got to push him. And you got to, like, there are ways of doing it cost effectively. And I've written all about this, and I have blogs on my website, and it's in my books, and it's like 20 extra bucks a week will go a long way. And you got to prioritize it. Like, if you can't do it on fruits and vegetables, you buy the thick skinned stuff. Like, mm-hmm. you buy the watermelon instead of the strawberries. You buy the oranges instead of the raspberries, because it has less pesticides and what have you. You have the, you know, steamed broccoli instead of the steamed or sauteed spinach, because it requires less pesticides. On the meat, you gotta, if it's grass, if it's beef, it should be organic. If it's fish, it should be wild. Like, mm-hmm. eat less meat. And dairy, like, okay, go with coconut milk then. Or, not almonds are covered in pesticides. Yeah. So go with coconut milk then if you can't afford organic dairy, because coconuts don't require, like, save the money for the meat. And the dairy, like, and you can work your way around it on the other things by doing the thick skinned, by doing the, like, dairy alternatives that are coconut, not soy. In a perfect world, try to make those grains, like, organic. You know, grains are heavily, heavily sprayed. But that's how you get around it. You buy in bulk, you buy frozen, you clip coupons, or don't clip them, you download the codes. Yeah. Jesus, it's 2018, Jill, welcome.
But, you know, frozen vegetables are frozen at their peak of nutrients. Yeah. So
bulk, CSAs,
so much easier.
Thrive
too.
Market, like, there's a host of things you can do.
And if you're not sure what...
make him read my book and then have him come talk to you. Make him read Master Your Metabolism, then have a conversation. Just be like, fair enough. I need you to read this and then let's talk about it.
And you can get a list of the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen from online.
Google it. Yeah. Piece of cake.
All righty. Lori is 41, runs a half marathon every year, loves it. But she feels awful when it's over now, except for the feeling of accomplishment. So what can she do so it doesn't wipe her out for so long?
And I wouldn't do a half marathon. I would do a try. Do a classic try or a sprint try. That way it's not like just constant repetitive damage. You swim a half mile, you run.
Oh, 7 degrees.
Swim a half mile, run 4 miles, bike 19 miles. Seven. It's okay, sweetie.
Seven doesn't want to bike 19 miles. Seven's like, I don't want to bike. I'm not biking.
I don't think she knows that she's like 12 and 20 pounds. I keep trying to tell her. I'm like, Newbert.
She's so cute. You know, we keep getting these about boundaries at work. Atara says, any advice for creating boundaries that have already been crossed with a coworker that I'm regularly working with? It's somebody she's paired with to work with who's really like a swinger, and he's open about it, and he'll hint what he would do to her, and another day showed her soft porn. I mean, that to me seems like straight up HR.
G will show people soft porn. So great.
G's showed people hard
porn. I mean I've worked in,
thank God they're not,
I've worked,
God knows what drunk girl I would show you. You're $10.99.
I personally feel like, depending on your situation, I mean, it sounds like this guy's pretty, like,
HR,
whatever.
All day long.
But if you say to the person, hey, not cool, not appropriate, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to see it.
That's not easy for a lot of people.
It's not, but if you've been able to do that and they still don't, I mean.
If you can't do it, though, you got to go to HR.
You do.
And if you can, great. They keep doing it. You got to go to HR. I think a lot of people have a really, really hard time with confrontation. That's what ghosting is.
Yeah.
They can't handle it, so they just ghost you. They're just gone. Ghost. Gone. So I just think people have a really, I would be uncomfortable being like, I don't want to see that.
They actually always tell you in an office that if you can't handle it with the person, then you go to your supervisor. So you would go to your supervisor and say, please don't pair me with him.
What if
he
it is
shows
your supervisor?
Me soft porn? Well, Yeah, then you have to go to HR.
Yeah.
But they always say all that. And I think, you know, HR is really there for the company, not for you. It is awkward and it is tough.
And I would document all of it.
I don't think.
Document all of it. That I can guarantee.
Key.
Yeah.
That is definitely
sometimes
key.
It's a boys club though. And you got to be careful with that. That's where it's like, I would go to the supervisor. I would go to HR and I would document it.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is not my area of expertise. I'm just saying, like, you know, if it keeps going, build a case. You'll have an amazing lawsuit.
Yeah. Well, that's
but document
true.
It. Document the hell out of it.
I always feel like they make you do these trainings, sensitivity trainings, harassment trainings, but they don't, I mean, and I've had some good ones in some of the places I've worked where it's been like a really interesting lawyer who could give you examples of things. And I just find it, when it really comes down to it, if the person is feeling uncomfortable enough not to confront the harasser, they're not going to have a great time going to HR either. So it's hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard. Let's do this last one. Lauren, this is a big number game, and I know we talk about calories a lot, but trying to lose weight, her mixed workouts 4 to 5 days a week burn 2,500 to 3,000 calories a day, according to her Fitbit.
Okay.
But eating until she's full sometimes leaves her under 1,000 calories a day.
Oh, baloney.
That are needed to lose 2 pounds week. So what she's saying is when she's full, she hasn't eaten enough.
She hasn't eaten enough.
I mean, calories. She's
eaten too much or she's...
No, when she eats until she's full, she's under calories by more than 1,000 calories a day that's needed to lose 2 pounds a week. Should I be forcing myself to eat more even if I'm not hungry, or should I only eat until full even if
I think
that can be way under the calories?
Okay, so I think she's eating under 1,000 calories, period.
Yeah, her daily calories never go under 1,300. She's 5'11", 185 pounds.
Oh, wait, they never go under 1,300. Here's the bottom line.
But she's burning, according to her Fitbit.
That size, she can go as low as 1,200. And I don't mean to be a bitch. I'm just saying, wait, how tall?
She's 5'11".
Oh, no, she's not that big at all. Sorry. For some reason, I thought she was misunderstood that and thought 5'1". And I was like, oh, no. Okay, hang on a second. Let me think for a minute. 5'11". That's the thing. Like, how much
but
does
she want
to get down to? But she's
185. So.
Yeah, but she's 5'11". Like, where does she want to be? Like, 170?
Oh, sorry.
165?
Aiming to lose 20 to 30 pounds. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
155? I mean, okay. Okay. She should be no lower than like 1,600. No lower. Absolutely no lower. And if she starts to plateau, she needs to take those calories up by 10%.
And if she can't take the calories up, should she be cutting back on how many she's burning? I mean, if she's saying, I'm full, I don't want to eat anymore.
Dial the workouts back. Exactly.
Just don't burn as much.
Yeah. Don't work out as intensely.
More than...
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a balance. Once again, it's a balance.
Hey guys, don't forget, get out and vote on November 6th. Make your voice heard. It couldn't matter more. Republican or Democrat, get out there.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.